Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show here on Full Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at fullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Of course, it is Christmas week, lots of travelers, and unfortunately, if you're somebody that's waited to travel till late in the week, we got ourselves a significant weather situation coming into our area. In fact, pretty much throughout the upper Midwest, a big winter storm, and of course, a winter weather advisory going into effect a little later. Winter storm watch, I'm sure we'll see some warnings as well. I'm not the person to tell you all about this. We got the man who has the information from Weatherology, our meteorologist, Ray Miller. And Ray, again, this looks to be a really significant snowstorm and one that you're not going to want to be on the roads for.
That's right. You know, a lot of times folks will play it by ear with their travel plans with this one and, maybe take a chance. Oh, it won't be so bad. This is one you want to change your plans for. I know nobody wants to miss the holidays, but if you get stranded on the roadside somewhere, you're going to end up missing the holiday anyway, so better to miss it somewhere warm and safe. Winter weather advisory through tonight, and then a winter storm watch for Thursday, because this storm really comes in as kind of a 1-2 punch. We'll pick up 4 to 5 inches of snow through the night, and then another couple of inches of snow Thursday, and then the second round of trouble comes in the form of blowing snow as the winds really pick up on the backside of this system. A little bit of light snow this afternoon, temperatures hovering in the single digits with light east winds. 4 to 5 inches of snow tonight with temperatures actually rising a few degrees with east winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then another couple of inches of snow on Thursday, temperatures fall through the day down to around zero with winds becoming northwesterly and gusty at up to 35 miles an hour. That's when the blowing snow becomes a problem. And then blowing and drifting snow, reducing visibility and making travel very difficult Thursday night and into the day on Friday. High temperatures Friday around 5 degrees, but it's going to feel much colder. The wind chill well below zero throughout the day, with northwest winds occasionally gusting as high as 45 miles an hour. Saturday, sunny but still windy, a high temperature of 5 degrees. And for Christmas Day, clear, still rather blustery, high temperature around 10. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
I guess, Ray, to underline it, it's not really about the amount of snow. Yeah, it's going to be significant snow. It's more about that blowing and drifting with that wind and the very cold temperatures, isn't it?
It really is. And, when we talk about a blizzard, we don't have any blizzard warnings in effect just yet, but we may well by the time we get to Thursday night and Friday. A blizzard has nothing to do with the amount of snow. It's all about the visibility and wind. And in some cases, we could be talking about visibilities less than a quarter of a mile at times. Once you get to that point, travel is pretty close to impossible in these kind of conditions. So really would advise folks, if you're looking to travel somewhere for the holiday, today is the day to go. If you're waiting for the weekend, you're going to have some difficulty. And again, by Saturday, we should see conditions improving a little bit. There'll still be some blowing snow around, but roads should at least be passable by Saturday. But Thursday and Friday, really looking like life-threatening conditions across a big chunk of the upper Midwest.
Okay, Ray. Well, thank you very much for the information. We'll definitely keep an eye on the weather. Stay safe where you are, and we'll talk again real soon.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue, a few flurries out there. Overcast skies, temperature of 4 degrees above zero. Variable winds at 4 miles per hour, so the wind chill factor currently is 5 below zero. The dew point is 3 below zero, relative humidity of 70%, the barometer at 30.39 inches, and a visibility of 5 miles. So again, as Ray Miller just told us, if you have any travel plans, maybe try to get out there. Even tonight, though, we're going to see a little bit of snow, but it's not going to be fun for the next couple of days indeed. And of course, we will keep you up to speed on exactly what's going on with our friends at weatherology.com over the next few days as well here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And also, when you get to those wind chill factors, because we expect those very, very high winds with very, very cold temperatures. Don't forget, if you have a wind chill that is 10 to 20 below zero, you have exposure time of 30 minutes, you will get frostbite. If that wind chill is 21 below to 30 below, it'll only take 10 to 30 minutes to get frostbite. 31 to 40 below zero wind chills, 5 minutes or less exposure time will get you a frostbite. And wind chills of 40 below zero or above that, 5 minutes or less, and you will have a frostbite. So again, that's one reason you don't want to be hitting the roads if you have car trouble, you could be in very, very serious difficulty with incredibly high wind chill factors and very, very little time of exposure to get frostbite. So again, keep an eye on the weather. Keep it tuned in right here. We will keep you up to speed on the forecast during this winter storm as we continue here on Bow Falls Radio. Got to take a quick two-minute break, and then we'll come back, and I'll be joined by Brady Cleveland, the outstanding Wausau West, former Wausau West hockey player who is now playing for the USA Hockey National Team Development Program and getting set to head to Wisconsin to play for the Badgers starting next fall. We'll talk to Brady Cleveland coming up next here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com and mobile devices. Got a chance to speak to, I think, a very special guest, a guy that I saw a couple of years ago, and I was saying off the air, hard to believe he's only 17 years old because it seems like he's been around forever, accomplishing a lot of great things. Very happy to welcome a former Wausau West High School hockey standout and now a member of the USA Hockey National Team Development Program, Brady Cleveland. Brady, thanks for popping on in.
Thanks for having me.
I imagine this time of year be able to come back here to Central Wisconsin after, you know, you're living in Michigan, correct?
Yep.
And to come back here, it must be fun to see a lot of your old friends and guys you played with growing up, just to come back and get a little sense of the home front.
Yeah, for sure. Just being able to come back and see all my good buddies and stuff. I grew up with these guys, and just coming back and sharing my life with them and their life updates is always a great time.
Let's talk about, you know, what's been going on, because, as I said, National Team Development Program. For folks that may not be familiar with what it is, what is the U.S. National Team Development Program?
So the U.S. National Program is basically a collection of the best kids from all over the country, of the birth year, which I'm 05, so 05 birth years. And
by the way, that makes me feel very, very old.
Yeah, so it's the best collection of those players of that age group, and we just play together, train together every single day, and just grow as a team.
You played 2 years at Wausau West. When did the national team program, the development program, come into your radar? When did they reach out to you? How did that occur?
Yeah, so my sophomore year, I guess I was playing Team Wisconsin U15, and Paul Caulfield was one of my coaches, and he kind of sat me aside and told me that, yeah, you might have a chance to make this team, which I thought was pretty cool. And then they eventually reached out, and they came to a lot of the games and watched, and they liked what they saw. So,
and the thing about hockey that is, I think, different than a lot of the other high school sports is the road to college, or ultimately, knock on wood, a dream of a professional career is different than the other sports, because say you're a football standout, it's pretty straightforward. You play high school football, and then you go straight to college, and then if you're lucky enough, you go straight to the pros. With hockey, there's so many different roads to get there. And you mentioned Team Wisconsin. You mentioned, you know, we've talked about Wausau West, now with the national team. There are a lot of roads that you have to kind of traverse in order to get to your dreams, correct?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's so many paths, like you said, and it looks different for everybody. So luckily for me, I was able to have a nice path, and hopefully it just keeps going this way. And
before we talk about, you know, what your life on the ice is right now with the national team, I wanted to ask you about how much playing for a program like West helped, and how much being part of a Team Wisconsin kind of situation as well. Did you need basically both of those to get to the point that the national team was looking at you?
Yeah, for sure. I think just starting off with Team Wisconsin, like, the level was higher, so I was able to go out there and play for my teammates and just be like a leader sort of a thing. And just playing for West, like, you know, the players might not have been as high of a skill, but I was able to help the people around me, which really helped me. And I think just kind of not being like a leader, but also just like going out there and practice and helping the guys, like getting them, like make them better. I think that was like, that helped me too, even though it's like, it's not like a thing that I don't know, like, you can't say that that's, like, the main thing that helped you, but I think for me that really was, like, just being able to help my friends and teammates and stuff. It was a really good feeling.
Again, we're talking to Brady Cleveland, former Wausau West hockey standout, currently a member of the USA Hockey National Team Development Program. As only 17 and to be uprooted from your life to move to Michigan to, they have what are called billet families, correct?
Yep.
What was that like? Before we get to the hockey, I imagine that that could be some of the biggest adjustment at a young age to be uprooted, to go to a different area from where you've grown up. Was that difficult? Was it exciting? How did that go?
I think for me it was like just difficult at first a little bit. It was like weird almost, like you're just going show up at these random people's house and you're just like, hey, I'm here to stay. And I mean, luckily enough, my Bill family, they're great people and they took me in, so they made me feel right at home. But yeah, no, the first couple of weeks were just hard adjusting, just the different lifestyle change and all that, but eventually just kind of fell into place and now I feel at home there. So
when you first went on the ice, I mean, this was obviously a big step to be selected. As you said, they scour the entire country looking for these players in order to start them at this young age to train in, I think, a similar way to try to build not only, you know, this program, but ultimately maybe Olympic programs and world championship programs as well. When you first went on the ice, what was that like? Was it, in a sense, a hockey shock? Or did your experiences have you ready to go at the speed and the level of competition and your teammates that you felt right away when you hit the ice?
Yeah, I think for me it was kind of like I just felt at home almost. Like, I wanted to be around the best players and compete with them every day. And for me, I'm a very competitive person. I always want to be the best. So when I got out there, I might not have been the best player, but I always competed and everybody else does the same. So it was great just seeing the group of guys. They all are similar. Like, some of them might be better or more skilled than the other ones, but everybody just competes.
It's got to be really cool in a sense that these are all guys, you're basically your same age. You're all guys that probably have, in some situation, in terms of hockey, similar backgrounds. Because to get to this point, I think you all have to succeed at a certain level, at not just within your schools, but also outside the schools. In your case, Team Wisconsin. I imagine it's incredibly cool to be put into something that you love so much with people that love it just as much as you do.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think just everybody playing back home, like before they made the program, or the big dogs or the best players of their team, and then everybody comes together and finds their role, and just it's awesome. It's like there's nothing like it, and those guys are my brothers, so it's really special seeing that and just getting to share their experiences with us from like past, and now we get to do it together.
So when I was seeing you on the ice as a freshman and a sophomore, you were immediate impact for Wausau West. You, as a defenseman, had some really good offensive numbers in addition to what you did on the blue line. How have you changed as a player since I saw you play as a freshman and sophomore to where you are today? What are the areas that maybe you've expanded your game more or have got better at? What are the areas that have changed for Brady Cleveland as a hockey player?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Just for me, you know, like my numbers might not be the same as when I was in high school. I think in high school it was easier for me to play offensive and get those points, but I think as a bigger guy, and I kind of filled out my frame a little bit, so I'm a little heavier, but just changed my game, more defensive defenseman now, physical defenseman. So I don't really play much offense. I mean, I pass the puck up ice, but that's what I have to do, and that's my role on the team. So I'm not, I mean, I changed my game, but it's also been for the better, though. Like, the coaches told me last year, they kind of, I had a role to fill, and I filled that role, and I was lucky enough to be able to play up with the 18, so I'm just doing whatever they tell me, and it's been working out good.
And for folks who obviously can't see Brady, 6'4", still 6'4"?
Yeah.
What, 205? Is that what you're listening?
215
now, yeah. So even had a little bit more. So obviously one of those classic big defensemen. For somebody like me, who's old, I remember a guy like Larry Robinson way before your time, big defenseman who really was the foundation. A lot of teams look at it as a foundational piece that if you got to win with a defenseman, but great defenseman Brady Cleveland again joining us here on the program. Where are some of the places you've been able to travel to play in either games or tournaments? Some of the interesting places that this opportunity has given you to see?
Yeah, so last year we went to Finland. That was really cool. It was Vaasa, Finland. So it was up in the, I think, northwestern part of the country. That was a great place. That was my first international experience ever. I never went to Canada or anything before that. So that was really like something special. Like you get there and it's everything is different. Like it's awesome. But no, that was a great time. And then last year we went to Slovakia. That was a little bit different because of the COVID. There was kind of a lot of restrictions. Yeah. So I mean, we still got to see a lot of stuff, but that was a complete different landscape than Finland. Like it was complete opposite. And then at the end of the year, I got to go to Germany. So I was in Landshut, Germany, and that was a great experience for U18 Worlds, and we got to walk around, see the downtown. It was really, really beautiful place. But just being in Europe and stuff, it's great experience. Like not even for hockey, just for like personal experiences. Mm-hmm. Like you get to experience a lot over there, and I'll remember those times for the rest of my life.
What jumps out about the teams you played? Obviously, to see teams from other countries, is the hockey different than the way they play it, or is hockey truly international in terms of the style of play? But I guess, are there, if I were to say, you know, Team Germany or anybody else, are there differences that you can notice in the way that hockey is played over there?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think, like, for most of the European teams, like Finland and Sweden, they kind of have more of, like, a skilled game, like, structured game. I think all the teams over there are really structured, like, how they play. But, like, for the U.S., for example, I think we're more of, like, we're a structured team, but we're also, like, work hard is, like, our biggest thing. Like, the skill will come after that. And I think, like, most of the European teams are more skilled, like they'll play a more structured game, which I mean, luckily with our skill on our team, we're able to kind of use that to our advantage.
What's your season like? Because we know what a hockey season is around here. When does, say, your season start? When does it end? Is this a 12-month-a-year program? Could you talk about what the calendar looks like?
Yeah, so I moved back there at the end of August, and then I think our first games were mid-September, so that's when we started our schedule, and we only had one off weekend between the middle of September all the way until December when I get to come back here. So, no, it's a lot of games, tons of games, a lot of training, and our season goes all the way until mid-April. That's when U18 Worlds start. Mm. So U18 Worlds goes until early May, and then that'll be the end of the season. But it's a lot of games. It's really tough schedule. Like last week we had three games, so you don't really get a lot of time off. But it's good because they're preparing you for like what the pros do, because the pros, right, they're playing night in and night out.
You mentioned the pros, and before we went on, you know, NHL draft and things like that. For again, it's different because for the other major sports, like NFL, you know, it's a college football player. When are you eligible? Are you eligible for the NHL draft yet, or what's the timeline?
Yeah, so this year I'll be eligible for the draft. That'll be my first year of eligibility for that. And then I think after that, I'm not sure how it works. I think I have one more year after that if I don't get picked up this year.
Okay. And say somebody during the course of the NHL draft announces your name. What happens then? Do you have options, I guess, because we're going to talk about this in a moment. You are committed to play college hockey at the University of Wisconsin. How does it work? Does a team keep your rights? Do you have an option to say, I would rather go back into the draft? How does that work? Or do you? It's probably a little complicated, but it is interesting.
Yeah, it really is complicated, I think. So if a team drafts me, then they have my rights. And then from that, you go to a camp and you kind of showcase yourself in that camp. And then you're able to sign an entry-level contract if they're available for you or they want you to. And then if not, they just keep your rights, and then you'll go on to play college, and they'll kind of watch you develop and see where your path is. And then I think once like college will be done, then you kind of go play in one of the pro leagues if you're not ready for the NHL, so ECHL or AHL, and then they develop you through there, and they hope for you to play on the team one day, so they do what's best for you.
Again, we're talking to Brady Cleveland, former Wausau West hockey standout, future Wisconsin Badger member right now of the USA Hockey National Team Development Program. We have to take a quick break for a news update, but we're going to come back, talk more with Brady Cleveland, talk about his future in Madison with the Badgers, and a whole bunch more. The time is 3:28. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. We'll be talking winter high school sports. We'll take a look at what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball and boys and girls hockey, plus special guests. Each week, we'll be joined by one of our area high school coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. It's nothing but high school sports for 2 hours each Wednesday night. The Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's home for the best in high school sports coverage. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Radio 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Just heard again a few moments ago our promo for the high school sports show, the Big High School Sports Show here on Bull Falls Radio every Wednesday from 6 till 8. Tonight at 6:20, we'll be joined by Wausau East boys basketball coach Dan Garrett. And then at 7 o'clock, our student-athlete guest from Marathon High School, their senior guard, Drew Love. Again, join Jeff Gress and myself 6 to 8 p.m. tonight for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Just heard Dreamer, and the guy that's pursuing a lot of dreams is Brady Cleveland, a former star defenseman for the Wausau West Warriors, played at West for his freshman and sophomore years, had 20 goals and 31 assists in 46 games played during his Wausau West career. And since then, he has moved on to be a member of the USA Hockey National Team Development Program, a program that takes young hockey players from around the country. And they live in Michigan. They play throughout the world, play professional teams. They are involved in international tournaments. And Brady Cleveland paying a visit back to Central Wisconsin this week, and very happy he was able to pop on over earlier today and talk a little bit about what's been going on with him in terms of his national team development program. And also, coming up, he is heading to the University of Wisconsin. And as we continued our conversation with Brady Cleveland, got a chance to talk to him about his future as a Wisconsin Badger. Said it, Badgers. And I was reading some quotes that Tony Granato, the head coach of the Badgers, was been talking about you when you had the official announcement recently that you signed your national letter of intent, and it said you bleed red and white. This is big for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. I think just growing up in the state, you see the Badger logo everywhere. And, you know, growing up, I actually didn't really want to go to Wisconsin. I wasn't really sure about that. But then once I was able to take my unofficial visit down there, like, I think 2 months before I actually committed there, it was just, I just knew it was the place for me.
And the thing about it is, right now, Wisconsin has struggled for a number of years. And the thing is, and I thought about this before again talking to you, is I wouldn't be talking to you if it wasn't for Badger hockey when I was growing up. Because back in the day, before major cable, they were on like on tape delay on public television. And I grew up watching that and loving it and watching them play for national championships. What would it mean for you to help lift Wisconsin hockey back to the heights they once had?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think just, you know, they have struggled recently, but just going in there, not even myself, but like the group that we have going in there, I think can really be powerful in changing the culture there. I think that's one of the bigger things. Like, we got to make sure everybody's bought into the system and everybody's going, because, you know, it is a historic program, and to not have that right now, it's frustrating for not only the players, but the fans. And I think just being able to get that back on track would be something special.
Again, with college hockey, it's different than some of the other sports. Sometimes go play junior hockey and then go to college. What is your timeline? When do you expect to be on campus at Wisconsin playing for the Badgers?
Yeah, so next year I'll be going in there to play. So I talked to Tony, and luckily enough, I was able to send my national letter, and yeah, I'll be going in there next year.
And that thing, that's actually rather, I don't know, is it unusual? I mean, because sometimes they do basically send them out to get some more experience. That must throw a lot of confidence in the coaches, in yourself, and that has to probably add to your confidence as well.
Yeah, it's a lot different. So most players will play juniors for a number of years. Like, I think a lot of the guys that are going in, I don't think any of them else are true freshmen except for me and Zach Schulz. So luckily that's good enough for us. But no, they've seen us, and they trust us with our abilities. And, I mean, I'm grateful for that. I think we've put in the work, and we deserve that.
There's a Wausau West connection down in Madison with Andy Brandt, who's obviously the brother of your former coach, B.J. Brandt. That must be kind of cool, having a Wausau West connection now going to Madison, trying to lift the Badger hockey program.
Yeah, it's really cool. I think I went down there for my official visit, I think in October sometime, and I went down there, and he picked me up from the airport, and it was like I was just at home, like just being able to like know somebody, like I know him, but not know him like right. So close, just because through his brother.
Let's go back to your do you miss, do you feel like you missed anything by not playing high school hockey the last 2 years, or is it all positive leaving for the big stage with the national, the developmental team?
Yeah, I think it's been positive overall, like just for my development as a hockey player. I think just like on a personal level, like missing out the time with my friends, like good times. I know I could be having great times right now, but you know, I think that's the only thing I probably miss. It's something that you have to do though if you want to be the best. And I think just going over there, it's been great with strength training, just being on the ice all the time. They're doing the best for all the players, and that's what I just buy into.
Could I ask you maybe one or two things that you have found out in the last 2 years as part of this program that, man, you think, wow, this really does help me in terms of my hockey that I really hadn't thought about? What some areas that, because obviously they're on the cutting edge of trying to get the best out of everybody that's part of this program. What in particular have you seen that said, man, this is really something that's going to help me ultimately reach all my goals on the ice?
Yeah, I think like the strength training is a big piece for me. Like what we were talking about earlier, I'm a bigger guy. So just going in there, I was 190 and I came out last year around 215. So put on a ton of weight, which really helped me. Like you'd think I would get slower, but no, they found a way and I'm faster now. But I think just for my size and the way that I play, like just being able to go in there and lift weights and all, like our strength coach, they're geniuses. So they know how to do it in the right way. And just being able to go in there, my game's just taken off.
Let me ask you about that, because sometimes you get bigger, it takes away some flexibility or speed. Has that happened with you, or are you bigger, faster, stronger in all areas?
Yeah, I think I'm bigger, faster, and stronger. Like we said, I don't think I have had any negative impacts.
What about academics? Because you left high school after your sophomore year. Is there an academic aspect to what they do with the program?
Yeah, so I'm actually doing WAVE right now, which is the Wausau Area Virtual Education System. And so most of the guys do something else for that's over in Michigan. But, yeah, we have, like, a certain block of time every day where they set us down in our classroom. And, yeah, we just sit there, and the teacher helps us do our school. And, I mean, it's something like it's a lot different than high school. Like you have to have more accountability on yourself and a lot of responsibility. And you know, our schedule gets crazy. So it's just kind of managing all that, which I think is a good piece to help you in life.
Do you have any idea what you're going to focus on at Madison, or is it something that's still kind of up in the air?
I'm not very sure. I think maybe some like exercise science, kinesiology, something like that.
Take some of that stuff you learned with the national team program, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. During the last couple of years, you lost somebody. Anybody who follows your social media posted right there, your hero, your dad passed away after you joined this program. What did your dad mean to you in terms of getting you to where you are today?
Yeah, he meant a lot. I think he provided everything that I need. I wouldn't be where I am today without him, frankly. And, you know, he was always my biggest supporter. And, you know, he had to do what he had to do to make sure that me and my brother could play hockey. And he'd send us with people on trips. He worked two jobs for a long time. I don't think a lot of people knew that about him, and he really worked hard for me and my brother to be able to give us the opportunity to play. So,
how difficult was it to, after this big opportunity, to have your dad leave you in this time? Because I imagine he must have been so proud. Right now, I see you wearing the USA hat and the USA pullover. It's just, you know, it makes me feel good seeing it, because I mean it's. Loved watching you on the ice a few years ago. I imagine, man, it's like every time you do something great, you must want to say, Dad, this is what I did.
Yeah, for sure. I think just like I remember clearly like making the team in the car. Like we were in the car after our meeting that we had with him, telling him that I made the team. And he looked over at me and he was like telling me how proud he was of me. And that was something like really special to me. because, you know, he wasn't like a, he wasn't gonna pump my tires up all the time. Like he expected me to do like what I was supposed to do, and then he would always like come in later and always like be so appreciative. But yeah, for sure, I think like just doing everything that I do is just been like for him. Like that's what I always take out of it. Like, yeah, you don't have like a day to waste on this earth. Like mm-hmm. he was gone so quick, and I think just with that, like even though it's been hard on my life, it's also helped me, like in the sense that every day I got to go out there and do what I'm supposed to do my job and just work towards my dreams, because that's what he'd want me to do.
What's the rest of the year look like? Obviously you're here, then you said you're gonna be going back, get back into this very long season. Again, it must be incredibly, it feels like, I tell people around here that the winter sports season feels long. It's nothing like what you guys are dealing with. What does the rest of the year when 2023 gets underway look like for you?
Yeah, so starting next year, I think we got 4 college games to start off, so we'll have that. We play in Madison on January 13th, wow. I believe, so we'll be down there. We play the Capitals one night and then the Badgers the next night, so that'll be pretty special for me, but yeah, a lot of college games, and then USHL picks up more towards the end of the season, and then we'll start to get prepared for U18 Worlds. That's like the big championship for us, so we'll have that. And then in February, we actually get to go to Finland, so that'll be our second international tournament of the year. Our first one was actually home, luckily, but we'll be able to go over there and experience that. But it'll be a busy second half, but it'll also be very quick.
And when do you actually go to Madison? When are you going to move down there, get ready for school? Is it near the start of next fall?
Yeah, I think so. I think during the summer I have to go down there for spring training, so I'll go down there for a little bit, and then once I'll come back maybe for like a week or two. I'm not sure exactly how it goes, and then I'll move down there for the season.
Very cool. And do you follow Wausau West hockey at all?
I do, actually. a lot of my friends play on there, so yeah, I always check in, watch some of the games once in a while, look at the scores.
Make sure the goals against stays down. That's yeah. The defenseman, right? Well, Brady, again, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Again, I said it's hard to believe, only 17, but you've been able to do so much already. Really looking forward to seeing what you do in 2023, and especially when you get that red and white on down in Madison. But congrats on everything, and again, thanks for popping on over.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Again, that was Brady Cleveland. Had a chance to talk to him earlier today. He popped on over here to our studios on East Wausau Avenue. And again, it's really great when you do see some of our student athletes who are able to succeed in a big way. And I've talked about this in the past. Anybody who says, oh, these kids are not what they used to be. Oh, no, you got to be around these kids a little bit, because there are so many that do so many good things, both in terms of their athletics and as well as their academics as well. And that's why I truly enjoy each and every Wednesday, even though it leads to some long days during the course of the winter, doing a lot of games. And then on Wednesday, stick around here for a couple of hours talking about high school sports between 6 and 8 p.m. With our big high school sports show. But get a chance to sit down with student athletes just like Brady Cleveland and be able to have longer form conversations. And tonight we'll get a chance to talk to a Marathon High School boys basketball player who's really stepped up this year, Drew Love, starting at 7 o'clock. Get a chance as well to talk in a long form way to one of our area coaches every week. And tonight at 6:20 will be Dan Garrett from Wausau East and their boys basketball program. So again, if you haven't had a chance to go out and see some of our young student athletes in person, go out, see a game. I think it's well worth the very small investment you have to make to go in and see a game in a field house or in an ice arena. So, again, I would encourage you to do that, or tune in as well. Tune in to our broadcast right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. We are going to take a break, come back, have one more segment to go before 4 o'clock in the Devil's Advocates. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. home show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. The time is 3:51. I just want to let you know that three minutes ago, winter officially started. Yep. December the 21st at 3:48 p.m. Central Time, winter is officially underway. Based on the last week, we knew winter was here, but officially, it just 3 minutes ago. So happy winter to all of you. Also, found out that due to the approaching winter storm, the Wausau School District will have a virtual learning day tomorrow. Students follow a flexible schedule as directed by their teachers and will include a combination of live instruction via Google Meet and independent self-paced learning activities throughout the day. So, again, it will be a virtual day, basically a snow day tomorrow because of the storm for the Wausau School District. Today is the 21st of December, 2022. Day number 355 of 2022. That means there are 10 days left in the year. Looking at this date in history, back in 1620, pilgrims aboard the Mayflower went ashore for the first time at present-day Plymouth, Massachusetts. I bet you it was a cool day in Plymouth back on this date in 1620. On this date in 1864, during the Civil War, Union forces led by Major General William T. Sherman concluded their march to the sea as they captured Savannah, Georgia. On this date in 1891, the first basketball game devised by James Naismith is believed to have been played at the International YMCA Training School in Springfield, Massachusetts. And the final score of this experimental game, 1-0. In 1913, on December the 21st, the first newspaper crossword puzzle, billed as a word cross puzzle, was published in the New York World. In 1914, the U.S. government began requiring passport applicants to provide photographs of themselves. On this date in 1945, U.S. Army General George S. Patton, age 60, died in Heidelberg, Germany, 12 days after being seriously injured in a car accident. On this date in 1988, 270 people were killed when a terrorist bomb exploded aboard a Pan Am Boeing 747 over Lockerbie, Scotland, sending wreckage crashing to the ground. On this date in 1991, 11 of the 12 former Soviet republics proclaimed the birth of the Commonwealth of Independent States and the death of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. On this date in 2009, the Obama administration imposed a 3-hour limit on how long airlines can keep passengers waiting inside planes delayed on the ground. On this date in 2020, 2 years ago, President-elect Joe Biden received his first dose of the coronavirus vaccine on live television as part of a growing effort to convince the American public the inoculations were safe. The Vatican declared it morally acceptable for Roman Catholics to receive COVID-19 vaccines based on research that used fetal tissue from abortions. And 1 year ago today, in an effort to fight the Omicron coronavirus variant surging through the country, President Biden announced that the government would provide 500 million free rapid home testing kits, increase support for hospitals under strain, and redouble vaccination and boosting efforts. Taking a look at some of the famous people celebrating their birthday today on the 21st of December. Talk show host Phil Donahue turns 87 years old today. Actress Jane Fonda is 85. Singer Carla Thomas is 80. Musician Albert Lee is 79. Actor Josh Mostel is 76. Actor Samuel L. Jackson, 74 years old today. Also celebrating birthdays, movie producer Jeffrey Katzenberg turned 72. International Tennis Hall of Famer Chris Evert is 68 years old today. Former child actor Lisa Gerritsen is 65. I remember her as being on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Actor-comedian Ray Romano is also 65. Former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin turned 60. Actor-comedian Andy Dick is 57 years old today. Actor Michelle Hurd, she was most recently seen, at least by me, on the Paramount Plus series Star Trek Picard. Terrific in that series. Again, Michelle Hurd turns 56. Also 56, actor Kiefer Sutherland. I think well known for being Jack Bauer on 24 for many years. Also, actor Julie Delpy turns 53. And if you out there today celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Again, just to remind you before we wrap things up, winter weather, prolonged period of winter weather will result in travel disruptions leading into the holiday weekend. Again, a winter weather advisory will go into effect from 6 p.m. until 6 p.m. tomorrow. Again, 6 p.m. this evening until 6 p.m. tomorrow. A winter storm watch remains in effect as well from Thursday evening through late Friday evening. The winter weather advisory, snow expected, snow accumulations of 4 to 7 inches expected during this period. For the winter storm watch, snow and widespread blowing and drifting snow possible. Additional snow accumulations of 1 to 5 inches with the highest totals in far eastern Wisconsin. And wind gusts could go as high as 45 miles per hour. So again, keep it tuned in. We will keep you up to date with the weather, with the weatherology.com crew. But if you have an opportunity not to travel much Thursday and Friday, please try to stay home and let this winter weather pass on through before we get to a Christmas weekend. Dom and Mike coming up. It will be the Devil's Advocates coming up from 4 till 6. And then I will be back with Jeff Grass for the Big High School Sports Show tonight from 6 till 8. Have yourselves a great rest of your afternoon. And again, please come back at 6 o'clock for the Big High School Sports Show here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. CBS News at the top of the hour coming up in 2 minutes. Here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.